double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USA N.A.
You know, the text line, the ruthless people in the text line are always interesting after Looper calls in. Hubs. Yeah. Hubs asks, does Looper speak English? Gamecock Paul says, dang, Walt, I just got off work and tuned in. Didn't know Looper was up. I haven't had time to dig out my Looperpedia. Dave says, no worries, Walt. None of us know what Looper is talking about. It's an acquired language. You know, you eventually get most of it. I have most of it, I think. I understand most of what Looper says. I do. Maybe I should be concerned about that. You can get in if you want.
Yeah,
654-7627. Terry says, Walt, I need your help filling out my NCAA bracket. Walt knows his basketball. Thank you, Kerry. You know, again, Dave and Simpson will come right to you. I think there's seven teams that can win six games, and I think six of those teams are in two leagues, the ACC and the SEC. And I think there's only one other team in the whole country that can win six games, and that's Gonzaga. And it convinced me of somebody else because I'm interested. I think there's going to be some great stories and some great upsets, and there are some great lead guards, which could make for some interesting runs, like, you know, Ja Morant, for example. I can't wait to see him in the tournament. I mean, so there's that. There's that element of the tournament. Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. Appreciate you getting me in.
Thank you getting in, Dave.
You know, you're talking about, you know, the conversation. There are seven really legitimate teams that have a shot at the national championship. It is just like we were having this same conversation back in the fall about two teams having a legitimate shot and then everybody else looking up, more like the Roy bus, you know. But of the seven that you're pointing to, who is more likely to be upset a la Virginia, you know, 1 versus 16 and getting knocked out? Who's the one that has the ability to get surprised and throw everybody's bracket in the toilet? And then I'll ask you this. You know, talking about Clemson basketball past, present, and then their future, What I try to do is try to find something that maybe there that the Clemson area is equivalent to, you know, countrywide, basketball wide, and is there a way to pattern ourselves like that? And I want to think from and again, I made this point this morning, and I want to see if you'll even take the bait on it, but where Gonzaga is in the Northwest, you know, they're 228 miles from Seattle. They're 92 miles from the border of Canada. They're out in the middle of Washington. And, you know, yet they can still, they're 29-2. They've beaten Duke. And they're in this conversation that we're having. What is there a way, or could you see Clemson trying to pattern themselves like a Gonzaga? And I mean, even if you got to fly out there and spend a week with Mark, you and his guys, and try to get an understanding of what they're doing, is that something that is out of the, you know, is that off the charts? Is that a possibility? or if, and I'll ask you to take it off the air, who would you pattern your program if you're trying to grow in a place that historically does not have a tremendous successful history? And what I'll take it off the air.
Thank you. Appreciate it. There are a lot of things there. You know, first, in terms of those seven teams and which would be most likely to be upset early, I would think the answer would have to be LSU, just based on their youth at key spots. But I don't think any of those seven teams are going to be upset early. I really don't. I think that they're all legitimate. By the way, preseason, I picked Gonzaga and Virginia, the preseason basketball special. I had Gonzaga playing Virginia and Gonzaga winning, and right now Gonzaga's one and Virginia's two. So that looks like another preseason projection that looks like it's going to hit. And basically, we're not – I know there are a few of you who don't like to hear this, but I'm sorry, we're just not missing anything. We're just not. We're giving you all the winners preseason and just not missing anything. So fresh off hitting both teams before the season, the Super Bowl with the winner, and I think potentially poised to do it again here. In terms of the question Dave just asked, David, it's like you said, Gonzaga, first of all, Gonzaga's all basketball. So it's a completely different environment, a completely different situation. Basketball is wildly popular there. They have done an incredible job building that program. And there isn't anything else. It's not like there's a major football program there. So it's a dedicated basketball school. And the other luxury Gonzaga has is due to their location, they recruit a ton of foreign players. And I'm not sure that that's something that everyone can replicate either. I mean, their star player is from Japan. There's just not a lot of that. There are not a lot of star basketball players in the U.S. from Japan. And that's Hachimura. And so I'm not sure that anybody can really replicate what Gonzaga did. The football equivalent is sort of what Boise State has done. In doing it out in sort of the middle of nowhere. And it's hard to replicate. In basketball, I mean, I think at one time under Jim Calhoun, UConn did it. UConn did something similar. I mean, UConn won national championships. But UConn was once a member of the Yankee Conference. That's a fact. You know, their big games every year were like Yale and, like Central Connecticut. Those are like their big basketball games. The thought of winning national championships was never something that was considered. I think it's an entirely different challenge here. Here, football is first and foremost. And it's hard to imagine there ever being a time that it won't be that way. Sort of like Florida State is right now. Sorry, Noles fans. But it's hard to imagine there being a time that it won't be that way. So I think it's very tough. I think when the whole history says that you're something, it's very tough. And Brownell has outperformed the historical norm. So, I think that you're in a situation where you're really pretty good. I think if you expect to make the NCAA tournament in basketball, here's the honest truth about all this. The majority of the teams that make the NCAA tournament in basketball every year are probably the teams that are at least a part of that investigation or that could be a part of that investigation. That's just the way basketball works. If you're doing it the right way, it's not easy. It's not easy. Again, this team went 25-10 last year and made the third round of the NCAA tournament, and I think it's still going to make the tournament because, again, in the net rating, they climbed. They went to 40. There are two games left. They're both winnable games, and I think they're games that Clemson is going to win. If Clemson wins those two games, I think they're in the tourney. Now, would it help you to win the first game of the tournament, which you appear to be locked into against NC State? Yeah. And that's probably the natural conclusion to winning the last two games. But if you win the last two games against Notre Dame on the road and Syracuse at home, I think you're still going to the tourney. Okay, so what will the complaint be then? Yeah, the season may not have gone exactly as you had hoped, but if you're in the NCAA tournament and, you know, in about a sixth of the teams make the tournament, if you're in the NCAA tournament for the second year in a row, what exactly would the complaint be with the coach? So there's that. Well, actually, Texter 367, you're talking about Rick Barnes at UT, and you don't really know that. You don't really have any way of knowing one way or another on that, right? Big O, what's going on, O?
Hey, Walt, what's going on, Walt?
How you doing, Big O?
Walt, I'm doing great, Walt. I hope you're doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking.
Well, let me ask you this, Walt.
Yeah, let's do that.
Seems like it's pretty simple up there at Clemson. You talking about Clemson basketball. Let Dabo do the recruiting and get the players, and Brownell, let's coach them. And how hard is that, Walt?
Yeah. Well,
it ain't that hard, is it?
Look, I think they have some young talent in the program, and I think the next couple of years are going to be better than people think.
Well, you know, they're crying about players. I mean, you're getting the players in football. Why you can't get them in basketball?
Well, it's harder to recruit to basketball at Clemson because you're competing against Clemsons. You understand, when Clemson's in football, in the ACC, Clemson's, and really in the whole nation right now, Clemson's not competing against anybody other than like Alabama and Ohio State. But in basketball, you're competing with a who's who of the whole history of the game right in your league. All Hall of Fame coaches everywhere you look, historic programs everywhere you look. Anyone who thinks that's easy is wrong.
So you're saying Clemson been competing against Ohio State and Alabama for recruits for the last 25, 30 years?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying Clemson has a football tradition in a league that does not have a great football tradition. We, meanwhile, in basketball, the ACC has the most storied tradition of any league that's ever existed. And it's filled with future Hall of Fame coaches.
Future Hall of Fame coaches. Oh, I was wondering, you're getting me kind of confused there, because I know you deal with a lot of winning coaches. You had old Brownell on the other day, and he's a big-time loser. So I didn't know why you should
have
him.
He's a big-time loser that's outperformed the historical model at Clemson significantly, went 25-10 last year, went to the third round of the tournament, and is probably going to the tournament again. Yeah, he's a big-time loser.
So, but how many years has he done that? What, once, twice? He's going.
Yeah,
again, if that was football, would he still coaching?
No, but it's not football. See, that's the point.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Virginia Tech would have fired Frank Beamer by your plan. They never would have got to Frank Beamer.
I'm just asking questions, Walt. Yeah, I ain't got no plan.
My plan is to be loyal. You got a plan?
I'm loyal to my people, Walt.
Yeah, I know. You know what? Don't worry about fixing Clemson basketball. Worry about fixing Tennessee football.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you,
yeah,
Walt.
Fix that. When's the last time you mattered? No, seriously. You know, we want to talk about historical programs and when's the last time somebody mattered. When's the last time Tennessee mattered? 1998?
Well, according to how you look at it, Walt.
Really?
I look at it. I mean, I think we were about 9-4 or something like that a couple years ago. I mean,
you mean with
9-4 and playing a football conference? I mean,
it's a football conference.
I mean, you making excuses for basketball.
What's your record? Last 20 years? How many straight games did you lose? How many straight games did he lose? 13, 14? How many times in a row you lose to Vanderbilt?
You say 20 years, Walt?
Yeah. How many times in a row you lose to Vanderbilt?
Probably three.
How many league games did he lose in a row?
Probably three, but not under Philip Fulmer.
How many league games did you lose in a row? 14? You lose 14 straight league games? Is that it?
Probably so, yeah.
Yeah, 14 straight league games, yeah.
Yeah.
But you want to talk about Clemson basketball?
That's what the conversation was. You said the conversation. You have Brownell on Thursday. You have Brownell on Thursday. You kissing his tail, and he ain't won nothing, Walt.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I'm just telling you.
I got a newsflash for you. He's won a lot higher percentage than you win in football.
He's done what, Walt?
He's won a lot higher percentage than you won in football. He went 25-10, made the third round of the NCAA tournament last year. What do you guys do?
Hell, Bruce Jones went three bowl games, but who cares?
Yeah, I'm not talking about bowl games.
Who cares?
I'm talking about what have you guys done?
That's the same thing.
It's not the same thing
It's
not the same thing at all. You're a historic football program. You're supposed to matter, but you haven't mattered for 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah.
We haven't mattered in 20 years.
Right.
Okay, I guess so. I guess you're right, Walt.
Well, I mean, when's the last time you mattered? 1998, right? When you won that bogus national championship in 1998, that's when you last mattered, right?
If you say so, that's what you're going by.
Well, I mean, you tell me. You tell me. I mean, you just had a 14-game losing streak in league play. You lost multiple times in a row to Vanderbilt, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. I'm just asking. I just want to make sure the record's straight.
Hey, I know a team that lost 5 years and went to the Gamecock and got 70 points scored on them. But 4 or 5 years later, they had a championship game.
Yeah. We're like 20 years later with Tennessee football, and you still suck.
20 years. Okay, well, 20 years.
It is. Hey, it's 20 years, isn't it, Big O?
It's 20 years of the national championship. Yeah. Well,
yeah, 20 years since you mattered.
We'll
take a look at it. We know that's the luckiest championship of all time. All right, we'll look at it.
I know what it's all about.
All right, Big O, I'll see you. I got to go. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for quick lunch. Celebrate a special occasion if you just want an incredible dinner. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double-fried chicken wings are open every day. Happy hour. Don't forget the chili cheese fries, as Dexter 940 always reminds us. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or the smoked ribs. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. Carson's handles the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. Quick break. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get 4 tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Calling all commercial business owners, managers, and operators. Crute LED, an awarded Duke Energy Trade Ally, can help you save money on your lighting project. Our exclusive products are certified and warrantied for 5 years. Whatever your need, Crute has the right product for a simple and easy conversion to LED. Crute LED will verify your eligibility, calculate and award your Duke Energy rebate up front. Call us at 864-401-8156. Email us at sales@crute-led.com for more info on our exclusive products.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get more done. Like our free Loaner Tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. Looking to protect your engine? Regular oil and oil filter changes are the best way to keep your engine running strong and running long. And if you're looking to do the job yourself, AutoZone can help. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Hey! head in the zone, AutoZone.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
You know, man, it's the height of irony that a Tennessee football fan would be calling to talk about Clemson basketball. It's just, I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, my man Big O, listen to this. The Vols have not won double digits since 2007. I'm sorry. Ramona, do me a favor, because I'm always a little, you know, I never know what day it is or what month it is. Sometimes I'm not sure I know what year it is. Could you tell me, just check the calendar and tell me, what's the date today? I'm just curious.
It is March.
March. It's March.
Okay. And the 4th.
The 4th.
And it's 2019.
2019? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
19.
Yeah. So okay. It's 21 years since they won that.
The Vols haven't won 10 games in a year since 2007. And the 2 years prior to that, they didn't win 10 games either. The listen to this. This is my favorite part. In the last 12 years, the Vols have won 5 games or less 6 times. Half of the seasons in the last 12 years, Tennessee has won 5 or less games. That is unbelievable. They won 5 in 2018. They won 4 in 2017. They won 5 in 2013, 5 in 2012, 5 in 2011, 5 in 2008. Actually, did I miss one? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, I guess it's 6. For a second there, it was meaning like 7. 6 years in the last 12, they've won 5 games or less. They have not won 10 games in any season in that time frame. And it's been since 2001 since they won 11 games. Well, that's like 20 years, right? I mean, we're in 2019, right? So 18 years. 18 years. It's been 18 years since Tennessee won 11 games. 18 years. Mostly they win 5. The most popular win total in Tennessee football in the last 20 years is 5. 5, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They have 6 5-win seasons since 2005. And a 4-win season. They had a 14-game league losing streak, and they lost to Vanderbilt. What, 3 straight times? So you're calling to talk about Clemson basketball failure? Clemson went 25-10 last year and made a third round of the NCAA tournament. When's the last time Tennessee won a meaningful bowl game of any type against anybody with a pulse? You know, I mean, it's unbelievable to think that Tennessee has not been relevant in 20 years in football. It's hard to believe. Todd and Easley, and then Clemson Dad. Todd, how are you?
I just want to comment on Big O.
Yeah.
And Tennessee's little football history as well. You remember Stanley Morgan, right?
Oh, yeah. Great Stanley Morgan.
Yeah, the great Stanley Morgan. Great kid from South Carolina. Great kid from Eastern South Carolina, my hometown. He committed to South Carolina. The reason he committed to South Carolina, his family was given a color console, a 25-inch color console TV from Young's Appliance Dent in Easley.
Todd, wait a minute. First of all, you're breaking up with me. And second, I think I wanted you to be breaking up with me because we can't be giving names and saying people took stuff when We can't.
Okay. Okay. Well, he was given, let's just say he was given a TV from the local appliance store. After that appliance,
again,
after he committed.
Go ahead.
And then after that, after he committed to South Carolina, he decommitted from South Carolina and committed to Tennessee, where he got a Cadillac from Tennessee. This is fact around here. I mean,
but there's a difference between fact around here and what can be proven. So we can't be saying that stuff, Todd, because we don't know that.
Well, people easily know it. Put it that way.
All right. Well, you guys keep that to yourselves.
But I want to comment on Rip Barnes at Tennessee too. You better watch Rip Barnes, because that man is going to use Tennessee as a stepping stone to somewhere else, just like he did Clemson.
That's what he's always done.
Barnes, he came here from Hickory.
Yeah, Barnes has this pattern of behavior that has always been the same. He goes to a new place. The first thing he does is he tells everybody how terrible he has it, how this is the worst team ever. He goes on and on. He'll say it a million times. And what he's doing is he's laying a foundation that prevents him from being judged. He convinces everybody that what he's inheriting is the worst collection of talent in history and that they're going to have to be patient. And he then exceeds expectations because he's so succeeded in devaluing the expectations or lowering the expectations. And then he's a conquering hero for a little bit. Then eventually everybody grows tired of him and he leaves town. That's his whole history.
I ain't going to lie to you. I fell for the Rick Barnes mistake when he came here, because there's a little feud with Dean Smith at North Carolina. Team that cheated that victory out of us with the little no call at the end of the ball game.
Yeah.
But anyway, he came here saying that he's from Hickory, North Carolina, and Clemson was one of his dream jobs because it's close to his family, and he wants to be here a long time. And then, 4 years later, he's gone?
Yep.
Listen to that. 4 years later, he might be gone from Tennessee, and then you'll have nothing like you have nothing in football.
That could be right. Could be right. That wouldn't surprise me at all, Todd. I could see that happening.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Todd. I don't know that Tennessee is Rick Barnes' dream job. I don't know that it is. So that may be right. Clemson, I'm coming right to you. You know, listen to this collection of characters that Tennessee has hired as coach from. Jeremy Pruitt, he had the Brady Hoke two games. Butch Jones, Derek Dooley, he of the cleanliness concerns. Lane Kiffin. I mean... These have been the coaches at Tennessee. Man, let me tell you something. Do not talk about Brad Brownell as a basketball coach when you have, in successive order, hired Lane Kiffin, Derek Dooley, Butch Jones, and Jeremy Pruitt. All right. Don't talk about Brad Brownell when those have been your hires. Don't. I mean, it's just... It's just hard to believe. Honestly, is Tennessee the most disappointing team in college football in the last 20 years? Are they the most, let me put it this way, in terms of the historical expectations, is Tennessee the most underperforming team in college football in the last 20 years? I mean, I think they would have to be, wouldn't they? I think Texas might have been in that mix, but Texas is starting to come out of it a little bit. And Texas also has at least a 2005 national championship on their resume. But has any major, alleged major football power performed worse than Tennessee over the last 20 years? You know what? If you don't want 20 years, talk over 12 years. I mean, talk over all these 5-4-1 seasons. Again, half of the seasons in the last 12 years, Tennessee has won 5 games or less. Think about that. Half of the seasons in the last 12 years, Tennessee, 5 wins or less. Vols fans calling to talk about Brad Brown now. Man, get your own house in order. Fix that ugly. I mean, Tennessee's now a basketball school. Tennessee's a basketball school. Florida State and Tennessee now basketball schools. Clemson dad, what's going on?
Oh, not much, Walt. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Did you see somebody won the, they finally claimed the $1.5 billion South Carolina lottery
ticket? No, I did not. I did not see that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on the news, man. I've been getting hits from Fox News updates, yeah.
You can't say that on there.
I know it. It slipped right out. But yeah, he didn't identify himself, which you don't have to do by South Carolina law. But anyway, felt somebody interesting. My girl and I at work were talking about that today, and then this afternoon when I got home, I saw that he'd come forward. But anyway,
I can't blame the individual for not wanting to identify themselves with that kind of money. Yeah,
you're gonna take the lump.
Yeah, you don't want
get
that.
$800 million. Yeah. He had a nice attorney.
Where has he been? Just out of curiosity, what's the story on where he's been?
Well, I guess he's been getting things in order. From what I've been asking people, everybody's had different theories.
I thought you said you heard it on the news. I was wondering what the news said about where he's been.
They didn't say where he's been. It sounded like, from what I gathered, that he'd just been getting his ducks in a row, which he should have done. He's got some attorney that's working for him and representing him, and that's probably a good idea as long as he's an honest attorney, you know. But that's a lot of money.
Dexter wrote, "It's me, Walt. I want it, and I'm giving you $1 million." That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about, Walt. Yeah, I saw it this afternoon. But anyway,
move on
to something else.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, he came forward this afternoon. The Dolphins are talking to people about trading Tannehill.
Yeah.
Is there any takers, Walt, or any value in there? I don't see anybody just standing knocking down the door.
Listen, his stats really aren't bad. He's played with multiple offensive systems. His stats are better than people think they are. He still has some ability. He's a younger guy still than some of these other characters that are floating around out there. Could he wind up in a place like a Washington? I don't know. I think it's conceivable.
Yeah, well, that's one of the places they're talking about him landing is Washington. I guess he could fit there. I'm not sure. You don't know what Alex Smith's conditions is going to be.
Sadly, I think we do know. Alex Smith definitely is not playing football this year, and I'm not really convinced that he'll ever play again. And I hope that I'm wrong in that.
Probably a good idea
if he's desirous of that. But it's going to be an uphill battle. His injury was one of the worst, I think, that we've ever seen. I think in the last year or so, the injuries to Mackenzie Milton at the collegiate level and Alex Smith at the professional level, two of the worst football-related knee injuries we've seen.
Right, right. And you may have seen this already, but my man Trump has served up the FCS champions some other fast food at the White House, North Dakota
right.
State.
That's right, North Dakota State.
But he threw some Chick-fil-A in there.
Yeah, North Dakota State also got the fast food, but they added some Chick-fil-A, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got Big Macs and fish sandwiches and Chick-fil-A. Say
I swear, man.
Hey, if the college football players, if that's above the college football players, just invite me. It's not above me.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'll take a chicken sandwich and a fish sandwich all day.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I'll leave you with this: it's shocking news that I saw today. Walt, Tiger withdraws from the Arnold Palmer Invitational this weekend. Something about a neck strain, Walt.
Oh well. Yeah, that'll happen with old guys.
I was going to say, it happens to us old guys. You know, I wake up with one every day.
That's exactly right. Go to Simmons Mattress Outlet. Get a good night's sleep.
All right, man, I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than travelers rest. There are never any dealer fees or service fees at George Coleman Ford. This is the way they've been doing it for 90 years. 90 years of treating people the right way. You know, how many people have written recently about the no dealer fees, no service fees? But you know, Rona, what's great is almost every one of these reviews, they talk about the same thing. They talk about how you go to other dealerships and they're trying to push things on you. They're trying to get you to buy this or get you to buy that and get you to buy this extra and this add-on and this kind of thing. All these reviews that George Coleman Ford, they all talk about how they're never pushing anything on you. They're asking you what you want, and that's what they're trying to help you with. This is George Coleman Ford. There is a reason someone is in business 90 years. I mean, what did your neighborhood look like 90 years ago? Do you have any idea? Can you imagine a car dealership still being there that was there 90 years ago? No. Here's another reason why. This review was written by a guy named Michael on February 21st. So, you know, less than 2 weeks ago. It's been over 6 months since my car door was repaired at the body shop at George Coleman Ford. I'm still very pleased with every aspect of my experience. Gary and everyone, including the guy who cleaned my window, were helpful and pleasant to work with. I was a little concerned about dealing with a facility over 30 minutes away, but I'm glad I did. The on-site car rental made it convenient, and I got the rental car that I wanted. I'm pretty particular about paint color matching and blending well, and I'm very, very happy with their work. So here's a gentleman who had some sort of accident, and he took his vehicle to George Coleman Ford for the body work and paint, which he had to drive over 30 minutes away for, but he still wanted to go there. And he did, and he's thrilled that he did. This is George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than travelers rest. Everything else is better there, too. Go see him. You'll thank me later. Texter writes, good Lord, the Broncos took Flacco. Maybe they want to pay Tannehill, too. True. John Elway just can't make a smart quarterback decision, and the one that's going to haunt him and that franchise for the next 20 years is the failure to draft Josh Allen last year. That will haunt the Denver Bronco franchise for the next 20 years. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Michelin, is seeking production operators for positions at their facilities in Anderson. To apply, visit readysc.org/Michelin. Production operators must be 18 years of age and able to work in an empowered, quality-driven environment in 12-hour rotating shift schedules. Manufacturing experience preferred but not required. Other conditions apply. Applications are currently being accepted at readysc.org/Michelin. Michelin is an equal opportunity employer.
Checking in with Jana Candler, Realtor Extraordinaire with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner. Jana, what do you think you've learned since becoming a realtor?
I've learned that being a good realtor is answering your phone, getting back to people in a very timely manner, and basically just handling the transaction so that they have nothing to worry about. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and their expectations and basically just taking care of them.
Jana, what has made you successful over the past year?
One of the things that sets me apart is my ability to take care of people. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and helping them get to the closing line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the upstate, call me, Jana Candler, with Berkshire Hathaway Seed and Joiner at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers.
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Throw, going to throw it left side. Higgins goes up, makes the grab at the 35, breaks tackles across the 25, 20, at the 15, coming right side, outside the hash, the 5, dives to the end zone. Did he get in? He did!
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Do a little demonstration for you right now, all right? This is how meaningless these stupid stats are that people bend over backwards and twist themselves into pretzel knots over to create some sort of impression or agenda that they're trying to convey. Like the one about Brownell and a 1-13 record in 3-point games or less in league. First of all, why is it three? How do you arrive at three? See, you're looking for something. When you create those numbers, you're looking for something. And let me show you just why it's bogus. All right. I just did this. During the break, I pulled up the 2018 schedule. Ignoring the fact that Clemson won close games against legitimate opponents out of conference, like 71-69 over Florida, which is a 2-point game. Ignoring that fact, because again, the premise of those stats, the suggested stats was that, you know, Brownell can't win close games in league. That's what you're saying, right? I mean, if you're creating that that type of graphic and narrative, you're suggesting that Brownell can't win close games, right? Okay, so let's start here. On Wednesday, January 3rd of last year, Clemson played Boston College, and they won that game 74-70. Close game, right? But it doesn't count because you created a cutoff that was convenient for your argument. Your cutoff was three. If your cutoff was four, that's a win. All right, the next game out was Louisville. Clemson won that game in overtime by 5. Does that count? Was that a close game? It was tied at the end of regulation. Tied.
Can't get any closer than
right.
that.
It's tied at the end of regulation, and it wound up being a 5-point game. These are consecutive games, people. 1-4 against Boston College. Next one goes to overtime. Next one goes to overtime, and you win that one by 5. But that doesn't count because even though it was tied at the end of regulation, 5 is beyond the 3 that you created. Georgia Tech, Clemson won 72-70. Well, that's within the 3. I hope that's the one. I hope that's the one on your list because I see that one right here. North Carolina. North Carolina's a pretty good team, right? North Carolina, pretty good team last year. Clemson won that game by 4. Again, that one doesn't fit the narrative because it's 1 point outside. See, if you change that and you made it not 3 but 4, guess what? The whole narrative falls apart. And see, that's why it's bogus. People create these things because they have an agenda. And you know, if you look hard enough, you can find a way to spin anything. These are all close games that Clemson won that I'm citing. They're all close games that they won. Multiple of these games wound up on four. There was an overtime game that Clemson won that doesn't count because even though it was tied at the end of regulation, that doesn't count. There was a four-point win over North Carolina. Texture 6-3, I'll get to your point when the show is over. But I think this is the issue. People will misuse and through creative engineering can create a story that provides an impression that is really not the truth. It's really not the truth. What you would have to do is go back and like look at last year and see how many close games Clemson was in and how many did they win and lose. Oh, by the way, Buzz, who's great at close games, right? Because that graphic said that Buzz and Virginia Tech were the best at close games. But when Clemson played Virginia Tech here recently, who won that game? Oh, that's right, Clemson did. But it wasn't within the margin of being a close game. So that protected Buzz and doesn't count for Brownell. Even though Brownell won. I mean, you see how silly it gets? And again, I can go game by game here and totally destroy this narrative in 2 seconds. Anyone with any common sense looking at the scores, Clemson was involved in a lot of close games, many of which wound up on four, some that went to overtime and that Clemson won, and none of those games count. Now, those all count as close game losses. I mean, you know, it just, Texas says, thank you, sir. It just gets to the point of being a silly season. And that's where we are. You know, in terms of the combine, quickly before we get to that, let me tell you about my friends at Turner's Jewelers. Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca, no one does it better. Mark and his team are just incredible. It's an enormous store. They have absolutely everything. The largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. If you're ready to pop the question, by all means, get to Turner's Jewelers because Mark will show you more diamonds in stock than anyone else has. I mean, not even close. And they're in stock right now. Something for every price range, every quality can be found at Turner's Jewelers. The watches, the diamonds, the jewelry design. They design jewelry every day at Turner's. They have 3D CAD technology. They design jewelry every single day. It's amazing to watch them do it. If you can draw it up on a napkin, they can bring it to life with your guidance in 8 to 11 days. And then, of course, there's Pandora. One of the largest selection of Pandora around. They have a store within the store run by two corporately trained Pandora ladies. No one does it better. The selection at Turner's of Pandora is unbelievable. And that includes the new collegiate line of Pandora. It's just it's a special place for special people. And if you're looking to get a gift for someone who's special to you, you need to head to Turner's Jewelers. And I promise you will thank me later. All right. On the combine, we've seen some incredible numbers posted by the edge guys, posted by the defensive linemen. We talked earlier about Dex Lawrence. You know, people ask me about Quinnen Williams, and I've told you that he's 100% the real deal, and that if you watched him like early in that Clemson game, he was unblockable. He's been unblockable all year. No one's blocked him, and I think you saw why at the combine. You're talking about a man who actually wound up checking in at over 300 pounds, and what he won, 4.83? I mean, it's insanity. He's a really unique athlete, very explosive, and has made a case for himself even as potentially the number one pick of the draft, although I don't think that's going to happen because I still believe that, as we've been suggesting for some time, that could well be Kyler Murray to Arizona. It seems like the rest of the world has climbed on board with. But his performance was unbelievable. And then you have Montez Sweat, who, you know, at 6'5", 6'6", 260 pounds, ran a 4.41, 4.42, 40, which is, you know, humanly impossible. The fastest time ever recorded for a defensive end of that size. I mean, it's impossible. And you see some of the best that Montez Sweat is. Now, again, Montez Sweat has to connect the dots. And from an evaluation standpoint on him, okay, so he posts these insane athletic numbers, right? So now you go back to the film and you watch what you see and you try and connect it. And the problem for Montez Sweat, I think, is multiple. It's setting a hard edge. It's, can he hold up against the run? Can he hold up against the run? And I don't think he's always done a great job of setting a hard edge. He's more of a speed rusher. You know, the 260 pounds thing is the thing that's a little bit surprising with Sweat. And then you had Bosa, and Bosa did what you would have expected. Bosa posted numbers that were very similar to his brother. You weren't going to get record-breaking kind of numbers out of Nick Bosa, just like you didn't out of Joey. His 10-yard split was very good. That's all you care about with Nick Bosa. Just like with Joey, you care about the 10-yard split. Texas said, did any Clemson player have a bad combine and hurt his status? No. I mean, Trey Lamar was injured, but no one hurt their status, no. But when you look at Nick Bosa, much like his brother, I mean, they're just trucks. They don't even look like normal humans. They're just so physically thick. They're like Mack trucks. And both of them, when you watch them on film, just stand you up straight. Every time an offensive lineman tries to throw their hands at them, they just beat you to it and they stand you straight up. They're so, each of those cats, so powerful in their punch and their upper body that they just destroy offensive linemen. And that's why I always said, you know, nobody could ever run at Joey Bosa. And Nick is a lot like his brother. He's a lot like his brother. You're welcome, Texter 94. So I think he got everything he wanted. He's still the guy. I mean, he's still the non-quarterback guy, I think. I think at this point, it would still be Kyler Murray. I mean, if it is Kyler Murray, it would still be after that, Bosa would go next. And then you're talking about Quinnen Williams. And so, by and large, the majority of those edge guys helped themselves. I mean, they posted incredible numbers. I mean, it's, look, not just the edge guys, the defensive tackles too. Again, as we've been saying forever, this is the best defensive line grouping I have ever seen in an NFL draft. Tester 940 said, did Sweat speed move him up in front of Cleveland Farrell? No, I wouldn't say it moved him up in front of Cleveland Farrell yet. I think we still need to see Cleveland run. You would like to have seen it on the same stage. So you're, you know, cliche, but comparing apples to apples kind of thing. And that's unfortunate that we didn't get to see that. But I don't think so, not yet. But what it does is, you know, again, it sends people back to the film to try and take another look at Montez Sweat, connect those dots to the numbers he put up, and see whether it all connects. And if it does, then you're talking about a top 10 draft pick, a guy who's improved and moved into that range. And so ultimately, he could wind up going in a very similar range to Cleveland Farrell. I mean, that explosiveness, you can't teach. I mean, that's insanity. I mean, it's like way faster than Jadeveon Clowney was, which is hard to believe. Tech said Mark Fields had a really good day at the combine. He did. Yeah, I mean, Mark definitely helped himself. I thought, as I mentioned earlier, I thought his Senior Bowl performance was uneven. I thought there were some reps he won in the one-on-ones and some that he lost, which, you know, isn't all that surprising for a cornerback. You're not going to win every rep. But I thought his performance there was a little bit uneven, and now he goes out and posts incredible athletic numbers. I mean, a 4.37 is what he needed to do, and it's what he did. So he certainly helped his status dramatically, as did a lot of the DBs. I'm telling you, there are some great safety prospects in this draft and some underrated corner prospects as well. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage. There is something for absolutely everybody. Urban Nirvana is a special place. And, you know, we've had all sorts of people write unsolicited testimonials about Urban Nirvana. We had a couple who wrote about the prenatal massage, and they went to the massage every week for her last trimester, and said that it was, you know, basically life-changing for her. And that's what we're talking about. You remember when we had the gentleman who wrote and said that his wife buys him Urban Nirvana gift certificates because he works, it's laborious work, and he works 65, 70 hours a week. And without it, he couldn't survive it. So massages aren't just for ladies anymore, fellas. They're for anybody. Think about the people in your life who do things for you. I don't care who it is. Wife, girlfriend, mother, anybody. And then think about how easy it would be to give them something back. All you do is go to urbannirvana.com. You print off your gift certificate right off your computer. You don't have to fight crowds or traffic or any of that. Urbannirvana.com. Do it today. You will thank me later. All right, we're done. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. I will see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar. Sports Flash.
I'm Red Jackerman.
Coca-Cola. Not all fans agree on the best game day foods, but when it's served with an ice-cold Coca-Cola, you know you've got yourself a winner. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling. Carolina Ford dealers. Check out Ford's unstoppable lineup of SUVs at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud partner of the Clemson Tigers. This is the Clemson Tigers Network, powered by JMI Sports.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into Buy Low Tiger Calls here on a Monday evening. Don Munson and Clemson head men's basketball coach Brad Brownell with you up until 8 o'clock talking a little Clemson Tiger basketball. The Tigers, two games from the past week, a win on the road at Pitt, 62-48, and a two-point loss here at home to North Carolina, 81-79. Games coming up Wednesday night. The Tigers will be on the road late Wednesday night game in South Bend, Indiana, 9 o'clock against the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, and they will wrap up the regular season Saturday here at home, Senior Day, 12 noon. The Syracuse Orange will come into town. So two games left in this 18-19 basketball season in the regular season before moving on to the ACC tournament. That is almost difficult for me to say. It's you know, we talked about how about last week. It is a grind, but it also, in other ways, it seems to fly by in a lot of ways.
Well, it flies by sometimes. the last couple of weeks usually go pretty quick. The first 5 months or whatever it is, that there's some times there where it slows down a good bit.
But, I understand.
It's been obviously it's been an up and down season for us, as evidenced by just the last week. Thought we played very well against Pitt, got off to a great start, and just really defended for the full 40 minutes and kept them out of rhythm and thought our guys played really, really well and you know, handled some different things that they threw at us, and then we competed really hard against North Carolina, and offensively I thought we were excellent. Defensively, okay at times. A couple things there in the second half that we didn't do that we wanted to do. You know, felt like that we needed one more good day of practice to kind of get everything for that game. They play a little bit differently in their passing game motion, and I thought they exploited us on a couple things in that game. We had some matchup situations. I've had some different lineups out there at times. But pleased with the way our guys competed and really execute. I thought our effort was tremendous. You know, obviously put ourselves in a chance to win a game, and unfortunately weren't able to finish it.
Well, I had to play the North Carolina game, obviously, without David Scarra, but I thought you had some guys that really stepped up for you. There's that old adage, hey, next man up. And I thought that Hunter Tyson came to play, John Newman came to play, Javen White came to play for you as well off of that bench.